高三英语高考练习十三。1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. I'd like to change my hairstyle. Do you have any suggestions?
Take a look at this magazine. It has some of the latest styles in it.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?2. The students in your class didn't all pass, did they?
All but 3 did. 3 out of 20. That's not bad.
Question. How many students failed in the exam? 3. You promised you'd deliver it by Thursday at the latest. Now you are saying next week.
I'm very sorry, madam.I'm afraid there's nothing I can do about it. It's out of my hands.
Question. What is the woman complaining about? 4. How's it going?
Everything goes smoothly. We've just got to put the finishing touches on the doors and windows.
Question. What's the relationship between the man and the woman?5. Tom, it's high time you did something other than watch soap operas all day.
I've watched only 10 minutes, and I've already finished all my homework.
Question. What's the man doing now?
6. How did you get back yesterday?
My car broke down halfway, so I had to ask a stranger for a ride, and I was lucky.
Question. What can we learn about the woman?
7. What do you think of the plan to build a power station here?
It will ruin the village. And in any case, I don't think it's necessary.
Question.What does the man feel about the plan?
8. I went away to think about it, and when I went back, it was gone. I wish I just bought it then and there.
What a shame. It would have gone so well with your white jeans.
Question. What are they probably talking about?
9. Would it be okay if I left a little early today? I have a dental appointment.
No problem. Just tell Janet to cover for you.
Question. Why did the woman ask for an early leave? 10. You should have told me that Jackie and Dave broke up.
Sorry, I thought you knew. Everybody else does.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked questions on each of them. The passages and a conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once.When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to join in the talk on job hunting. In this competitive society, it is essential to know how to see yourself in order to get the job you want. That means you must be able to market your best features and present yourself in the best light. After all, you never have a second chance to make a first impression. There are several things you can do to project a good image in an interview. First of all, look like a winner. Dress simple and well, and you'll look like you're going to the top. Secondly, communicate clearly. Consider each question carefully and respond with total honesty. Remember to make eye contact and maintain good posture. You need to look attentive, but also at ease. Thirdly, have a positive attitude. It's important to appear confident in your ability and optimistic about your future. Finally, be prepared. Present a professional resume and be ready to explain everything in detail. By following the advice above, you are bound to make a good impression on employers. Then, you will be able to choose the best opportunity for yourself and take that first step toward success.
Now, listen again, please.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to join in the talk on job hunting. In this competitive society, it is essential to know how to see yourself in order to get the job you want. That means you must be able to market your best features and present yourself in the best light. After all, you never have a second chance to make a first impression. There are several things you can do to project a good image in an interview. First of all, look like a winner. Dress simple and well, and you'll look like you're going to the top. Secondly, communicate clearly. Consider each question carefully and respond with total honesty. Remember to make eye contact and maintain good posture. You need to look attentive, but also at ease. Thirdly, have a positive attitude. It's important to appear confident in your ability and optimistic about your future. Finally, be prepared. Present a professional resume and be ready to explain everything in detail. By following the advice above, you are bound to make a good impression on employers. Then, you will be able to choose the best opportunity for yourself and take that first step toward success.
Questions 11. What's the speaker talking about?
According to the speaker, which of the following is very important?
What should be prepared before the interview?
14-16 are based on the following passage.
As her parents remember, 11-year-old Caitlin Renault has loved to bake for a long time. She became interested in baking cupcakes after watching the cooking show Cupcake Wars. She even baked almost 50 cupcakes on weekends, said Caitlin's mom, Jennifer Renault. They were delicious. Then, a few months ago, Caitlin's teacher had a serious disease. Soon, Caitlin had an idea of helping her teacher by baking cupcakes. I thought maybe I could sell cupcakes and give the money to help with her medical bills, said the fifth grader Caitlin. At school, Caitlin told the idea to her best friend, Matty Lambright. Matty also loved baking cupcakes. She agreed with the plan. Within days, the two got the idea for cupcakes for a cure. They would sell cupcakes to raise money for different health problems. Caitlin and Matty later found they also needed someone to manage the money. That's when fifth grader Charlie Winston came into the picture. He wrote down where the money was from and set up a bank account. Also, Charlie made a website for their work, cupcakesforcure.com, a page on social media website, Instagram, business cards, and an email account. Last month, they held their first official fundraising activity. Caitlin and Matty baked more than 200 cupcakes, and all of them were sold during the two-hour activity.
Now listen again, please.
As her parents remember, 11-year-old Caitlin Renault has loved to bake for a long time. She became interested in baking cupcakes after watching the cooking show Cupcake Wars. She even baked almost 50 cupcakes on weekends, said Caitlin's mom, Jennifer Renault. They were delicious. Then, a few months ago, Caitlin's teacher had a serious disease. Soon, Caitlin had an idea of helping her teacher by baking cupcakes. I thought maybe I could sell cupcakes and give the money to help with her medical bills, said the fifth grader Caitlin. At school, Caitlin told the idea to her best friend, Matty Lambright. Matty also loved baking cupcakes. She agreed with the plan. Within days, the two got the idea for cupcakes for a cure. They would sell cupcakes to raise money for different health problems. Caitlin and Matty later found they also needed someone to manage the money. That's when fifth grader Charlie Winston came into the picture. He wrote down where the money was from and set up a bank account. Also, Charlie made a website for their work, cupcakesforcure.com, a page on social media website, Instagram, business cards, and an email account. Last month, they held their first official fundraising activity. Caitlin and Matty baked more than 200 cupcakes, and all of them were sold during the two-hour activity.
Questions. 14. When did Caitlin become interested in baking cupcakes?
Why do the three children establish Cupcakes for a Cure?
Which of the following was not done by Charlie?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
So, Beth, how's your little sister Amy getting along with your parents these days?
Thanks for asking. They're getting along a lot better. They had a big heart-to-heart talk last weekend, and that helped.
So, what was the problem then?
Well, for one thing, since I moved into my own apartment, I've had my hands full with setting everything up. So I haven't been to my parents' home very often. Amy has to face the fact that she's the only child left at home now. And that's hard for everyone.
That's true.
Also, my parents wanted her to go to college. She tried, but her heart wasn't in it. She wants to open her own store.
Yeah, she has a very good head for business, doesn't she?
Yes, she's always been good with money. Anyway, she told my parents that they had to stop trying to run her life for her.
Ouch, she probably shouldn't have said that. But she's always had a bit of a sharp tongue, hasn't she?
Yes, but she didn't really mean it. She was just upset.
I know, but how did your parents react?
They were really hurt. Anyway, she apologized. And now, guess what? They're all going into business together.
Whoa, I wouldn't have predicted that.
I couldn't believe it when they told me.
So they're starting a store then?
Yes, the store will open in 3 months, and my parents are going to give her hand with running it.
That's great.
Now listen again, please.
So, Beth, how's your little sister Amy getting along with your parents these days?
Thanks for asking. They're getting along a lot better. They had a big heart-to-heart talk last weekend, and that helped.
So what was the problem then?
Well, for one thing, since I moved into my own apartment, I've had my hands full with setting everything up. So I haven't been to my parents' home very often. Amy has to face the fact that she's the only child left at home now. And that's hard for everyone.
That's true.
Also, my parents wanted her to go to college. She tried, but her heart wasn't in it. She wants to open her own store.
Yeah, she has a very good head for business, doesn't she?
Yes, she's always been good with money. Anyway, she told my parents that they had to stop trying to run her life for her.
Ouch, she probably shouldn't have said that. But she's always had a bit of a sharp tongue, hasn't she?
Yes, but she didn't really mean it. She was just upset.
I know, but how did your parents react?
They were really hurt. Anyway, she apologized. And now, guess what? They're all going into business together.
Whoa, I wouldn't have predicted that.
I couldn't believe it when they told me.
So they're starting a store then?
Yes, the store will open in 3 months, and my parents are going to give her hand with running it.
That's great.
Questions 17. What caused the conflict at home?
Question 18. Why did Amy apologize to her parents?
Question 19. What can we learn about Amy?
Question 20. How are things now?